Part 5. Even the quietest communities suffer. It's a town that sits on the northeast's windswept coastline, famed for its fishing industry and hard-working folk who put their lives at risk as they sail out to sea. Fraserburgh is used to dealing with tragedy, having lost many of its sons in the icy grip of the North Sea through the centuries. But in the 1990s, a new danger emerged, in the form of heroin. It quickly became the drug of choice for many young people in the community, spreading through that community in a fast and deadly wave. The situation became so serious that Sandy Wisely, a GP in the town, famously said at the time, "If I threw a stone now, there's a 1 in 3 chance I'd hit a junkie." Dr. Wisely, who has since passed away, also published a study claiming there was an overdose in the town on average every 11 days in 1997 and 1998. Addicts would be revived, only to suffer another overdose at a later date. And there seemed to be no let-up in the problem as the 1990s went on. Indeed, there were more emergency resuscitations in the first quarter of 1998 than in the whole of 1997. But for community stalwart Brian Topping, a man who has devoted his life to serving the community of the Buchan Corner, Fraserburgh was experiencing the same problems, no worse or no better, as other northeast communities. Mr. Topping said, "I remember at the time Dr. Wisely was in all the Sunday papers. It was in the late 1980s or early 1990s. As a doctor, he was treating and dealing with people who had a drug or alcohol addiction. A lot of folk were horrified by that, about throwing a stone and hitting a druggie. To me, Fraserburgh had been honest to say, we have a problem, but it wasn't as bad as that comment." While opinions may still differ even now, the impact of drugs was still clear in the community at that time. There was, said Mr. Topping, a tendency for folk to cross to the other side of the road rather than confront the scourge of drugs head on. He said, "There was someone once in Watermill Road in Fraserburgh, carried out in a black bag, and folks said, look at that, that's another druggie. My first reaction would be, my heart goes out to that family. Years ago, if you knew someone whose son or daughter or relative had drugs, you tended to shy away from it. There was a social stigma. I was one of the many people who wanted to do something about it." Smashing that stigma was a challenge, but Mr. Topping earned the trust of families in desperate need of help due to his track record of assisting others in the area, where he has served as a local councillor for 36 years, and where he still volunteers as a DJ, helping to raise money for good causes. He added, "There's quite a few people, not just in the Broch, but out in the villages, who have helped in one way or another with a drug issue when they were getting shunned by everybody. A lot of folk know me well. They could see that here was a well-known person who was willing to put his head above the parapet. I remember, going back in the 1980s, I would get phone calls about fights out in the street at 1 a.m. My first thought is, will you not phone the police? I would go down there at 1 a.m. Once, someone hit someone over the head with a spade, and I went up to try and sort it out. Some folks said, you must be off your head. I got things sorted out." Mr. Topping saw firsthand the devastating impact of heroin in Fraserburgh. "I remember one case where a boy was a bright, intelligent youngster, was in all the clubs and just got in with the wrong crowd. He ended up stealing things from the family home to sell to get money for drugs, and his parents were heartbroken and ended up, like a lot of folk, putting him out of the house. They couldn't take any more. The next thing is, he's taken out in a black body bag, with a life ruined. It's always going to be in their mind every day when you've lost your son or daughter who had a bright future ahead of them. It made people realise there was a big issue when one of their family members died of a drug overdose. It brought it home, especially when it's a younger person. It's a tragedy for their family and friends. It's a life that's been totally ruined." There were times when Mr. Topping would turn Good Samaritan and risk his own personal safety confronting drug addicts face to face about the turmoil they were causing in the area. He described one tense standoff with an addict who was causing problems for an elderly neighbour. Mr. Topping said, "It does put a strain on people who live next door or near people with drugs problems. For example, somebody may come looking for drugs and go to your door rather than the door they're supposed to go to, and waking someone up at midnight or 1 a.m. There was one house, a pensioner who lived upstairs said, I'm having trouble with this youngster downstairs. He was in his late 20s. Folk were going out the windows when the police had busted the house a couple of times. I went to the house. I knew this person's father. I said, I know your family's very concerned about you. I've got pensioners and families who live in this area coming to me. Do you know if you get charged, you'll lose your house? You're causing a misery for folk. I want to try and help you. He'd been taking heroin. Folk said I was quite brave to talk to him. We got help. He got counselling. This person's now a super guy with a family. Always got a smile and a wee hello. He's probably forgotten all about it. According to Mr. Topping, one of the reasons for the high number of emergency resuscitations was the trend for dealers to cut their drugs with other substances in an effort to bulk out the drugs, therefore increasing the profit margin. He said, people were taking stuff not knowing what's in it. It could be lethally strong, it could be diluted down with chalk dust, and it could just kill you. The drug problem troubled Mr. Topping so much in the 1990s, when he headed the former Grampian Regional Council Public Protection Committee, that he cleared a whole week from his diary and headed onto the streets of the Broch on a fact-finding mission with the area's Deputy Chief Constable, David Garbutt, to see what they could do to save the lives of heroin addicts. Mr. Topping said, we went to visit drug addicts and their parents so we could actually understand the issues they were going through. They were stealing things from their house and selling them off to go fund their habit. Eventually, parents were putting their son or daughter out of their house because they couldn't put up with it anymore. We visited a couple of big companies. We saw what they were doing to combat it because safety was important. If you've got folk that are perhaps under the influence working machinery, you would not only cause a serious injury for themselves but for a colleague. We had a couple of parents who had family who had drug issues. We set up a group and went to Fraserburgh Fisherman's Mission. We had about 20 addicts there. Those who went along set up CleanX, a rehab group for addicts who wanted to stand loud and proud, named after a play on words from a famous tissue brand. Mr. Topping encouraged members to show the world they were ready to change. One of their first activities was a stroll along Fraserburgh's bronzed shorelines, armed with litter pickers and bin bags. Mr. Topping said, I organised a beach clean. I said to those taking part, you've got to remember the way people feel about it. People will say, that's a druggie, I'll cross the road. I told the group members, you need to try to prove to your families and the wider community you're trying to get on the road to recovery. Another get-together for CleanX took place at the town's annual celebration of the sterling work done by emergency services. Mr. Topping said, the group had a table at Fraserburgh Blue Light Festival. They were next to a group of ladies who said, we've not heard of you. They said, we're actually recovering drug addicts. We're here to get back on the straight and narrow. The ladies were so impressed, they gave them some of their money towards the Fisherman's Mission. As the years have rolled by, the townsfolk have changed their views about drug addiction as the social stigma has worn off, said Mr. Topping. The town too has built on its strong maritime heritage and is looking towards the future. Mr. Topping, who is chairman of Fraserburgh's Regeneration Development Trust, said, there are a lot of new and great and exciting things happening here to improve the image of the town and attract new businesses to the area. With money from the Scottish Government, Aberdeenshire Council and the Heritage Lottery Fund, we've transformed a lot in the town. With more shops opening and many grants to help businesses improve their premises, there's still a lot more things in the pipeline.